This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius. Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. It is designed to put the power in the hands of the editor with incredible format flexibility. Edius, editing refined. Edius allows multiple users to edit, work with content as it imports, and getting content to the user incredibly fast. Check out the latest version of Edius that just launched. Download a 30-day trial today at edius.net.
This is Will Foskey at 78 Ways Studios, and you're now listening to Trenton Waves on New Pod City.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
That's right. We are here. It's Trenton Waves. We're here live.
It's so exciting.
This is exciting. It's a nice, great, it's really good energy here today.
It's a beautiful room, too.
It's a great room.
At the Washington Ballroom.
This is Frank Ferocious Sasso. I'm sitting here with Christina Firestarter Sasso.
We're at the War Memorial in Trenton, New Jersey, in the Washington Ballroom. A beautiful venue for a beautiful event.
We are going to be doing a couple different things today.
Okay.
We're going to be commenting. We're going to be providing a commentary. Here's Crystal.
Okay. She's starting the show
now.
We've got
to shut up now.
Okay.
So now we're sitting here with Brad B-Rad Butler, the second. That's right, the second. Author of Pain, Passion, Purpose, sitting right here with us at Trenton Fashion Week. What's up, Brad?
Hello. Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
We're doing good. It's so good to see you.
Always good to see you guys.
So what? You only have like a few seconds here with us today? What's going on?
Unfortunately, I don't have the time allotted in my schedule to be able to be here for the entire event. So I wanted to make sure that I came by, dropped off a gift for the young lady who this event is for, and just wanted to show my face, make sure everybody knew that I was here and I did support. You know, I wanted to be here. So Crystal, a million apologies. I'm sorry.
Hey, you're here, so that's what counts, right? Even if you can only stay for a while, it's showing support, and that's what matters, I think.
That's it, because we're at day six right now for Trenton Fashion Week, but it's actually the eighth annual fashion show honoring Jocelyn Joseph. That's who the gift is for.
That's right? Yeah. So just tell us, quick, what are you up to? What are you doing? How can people find you?
Oh, man, well, the reason why I'm not able to stay here for the whole event today is because I actually have to get out of here, and I got to drive down to Salem, New Jersey, because I have to record for the two segments that I need to do tonight for the TV show that I'm on, which is called The Culture. So you'll catch us on Pluto TV. If you want to catch the show right now, it's on ctftv.com. But in the very near future, it's going to be on Pluto TV. So I have my own motivational segment on there, so I got to go record that.
Nice.
And that's what you do, right? Motivational speaking, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Cool. And is there anywhere else people can find you? Website? Give us that information.
Oh, of course. You could always just Google my name, just Brad Butler II, or you could find me, if you're looking to book me for speaking engagements or anything like that, it would be contact@b-radinspires.com. And as far as all social media platforms, just type in Brad Butler II, you'll find me.
Awesome. Thank
you. Wait, real quick. Great, you just got married, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
I did.
Oh, my goodness.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Oh, that's wonderful.
He's got everything. He's got it all going on.
So besides all the stuff you got going on, you slipped in getting married, too.
Yeah. I had to fit that in.
Do anything small.
That's awesome. When you have a great woman behind you, or next to you, I should say, not behind you, next to you.
Absolutely.
The world's your oyster.
what's your wife's first name?
Kendra.
All right, Kendra. You heard it here.
Yeah. Hello, Kendra. Well, we want to thank you so much for coming and taking a few seconds to talk to us in your busy schedule.
Oh.
And good luck to you in your endeavors today. Safe trip down to South Jersey. And thank you again.
Well, thank you guys so much. And it's always an honor, always a pleasure, and always humbling to have you guys want me to come by and talk to you guys.
It's all good, baby.
Say hi to Vaughn for us.
Absolutely.
All right, so now we're sitting with Gary Lowery, the recipient of the Mike Brown is Beautiful Award from
Absolutely.
The other night.
When was that, that award ceremony?
That was
ceremony?
Monday.
Monday night.
Yeah,
that
Monday.
Was like the kickoff of
That was the kickoff.
Week.
We did mm-hmm. the actual kickoff Monday morning at City Hall.
Oh, yes, right. We were there.
Yeah.
That was
at,
fun.
At 5, we went over to the conservatory, and then Mike Brown is Beautiful Awards kicked off. It's the first event of the Fashion Week. It was a great night.
Tell us a little bit about that award.
They started the My Brown is Beautiful Award ceremony about 3 years ago.
Right.
And just honoring people in the community that are doing good work. So, to my surprise, this year I was the recipient of the award. It was very humbling. We got the My Brown is Beautiful Award, then we also got recognition from the Congresswoman Bonnie Watson Coleman and the mayor.
Oh, that's cool. And what is the work that you're doing in the community?
So I was awarded for my, what they said was my exceptional leadership and motivational talent to inspire others, whether that's working with the foundation, because I am a part of the foundation. I also work with the Gym Dynasty team.
Okay.
And I'm also in the works of creating my own organization recognized as Ignite Trenton, where we work with the youth on youth development. And my purpose behind that is reminding the kids and helping them realize that there is a power in their purpose.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's right there with Greg Butler.
Yeah, there's a lot of great, good work going on in the city. If somebody wanted to get in touch with you regarding the work that you're doing, how could they get in touch with you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's easy. You can just hit me up on Facebook. My name is Gary Laurie, or you can shoot me an email, glaurie83@gmail.com, or just reach out any of those ways.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Now, Gary, real quick, you're telling me you had no idea you were going to win this award?
I did. Well, Crystal reached out a couple months ago. She told me that I was getting the award.
Right.
So I knew I was getting that, but the other stuff, yeah. But the other stuff
sure.
from Congresswoman, I had no idea we were
wow.
getting all of that. So that was like the icing on the cake.
That's cool,
it's always
man.
Nice to be recognized.
Yeah,
for,
absolutely.
That's not why you do it. I know that.
No, absolutely
but
not.
It is nice to get the thanks for it.
Is this the first time you're at this particular event, or have you been here before?
So I actually modeled in the last 2 or 3 fashion shows.
Did you really?
Yeah. I modeled some of Raven Sente's collection, October's Vintage, and
okay.
then a couple other scenes. This is the first year that I'm not modeling. I was actually supposed to model last night, but I'm a college student and I got homework to finish. So,
dude, man.
Okay.
It was like It's Raining Men was last night.
Yeah,
yeah it was
yeah.
a good show last night.
It was,
great. Was really good.
Yep.
Where do you go to college?
Temple University.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
studying political science.
Oh,
look at
cool.
You.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
That's great.
Yep. Someday running for office, you think of something?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got your eyes set on?
Right now, we're looking at city council. That's going to be the first step.
Oh, yes. We need you.
Yeah,
we need
you.
Yeah, I know.
we need you now.
I know.
Now.
Of course, city council. That's obviously going to be the first step.
All right.
Man, oh, man.
Potentially mayor, then, you know, one day all the way up to
Who
president,
knows,
possibly.
Right?
Okay.
Isn't
yeah.
it great? Yes. The opportunities are endless, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, President Lowry. We really
thank
appreciate
you so much for stopping by.
Absolutely.
And
thank you guys
hi.
For your time. Thanks for
okay.
being here.
All right,
man.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye. Linnea Love, who is the producer, director, writer, creator of the new movie, Providence. Hello, Linnea.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Doing great. You having a good time at Trenton Fashion Week?
I am enjoying myself. I'm having a great time.
Really? I love those glasses. My goodness gracious.
Thank you. Well, it's Fashion Week, right?
That's
well,
right.
There you go.
So you gotta come with the fashion. These are my Elton John glasses.
I was just going to say, you look a little like Elton John.
Yes, Elton John.
So, Linnea, you came up and gave us your card, and
yes.
I want to talk a little bit about your movie here.
Yes.
Tell us more.
Okay, so Providence is a movie about a detective who is just completely going through it. This is the first time I was able to play a character that I created who was dark and gritty.
Wait a second, you're also starring in it.
And I'm starring in it. I produced it.
Wow.
Directed it. So I got a lot going on with it. It's my baby.
Oh, cool.
I love the tagline. Sometimes you just can't escape the darkness.
That's right. You can't run from them demons.
Well, listen, we're born again Christians. We don't have to run from them because they've already been slayed.
I know, that's right.
That's right. So how did you... Are you a filmmaker? Is that
yes,
what you
I'm
do?
An independent filmmaker.
Okay.
I've been an actor for over 13 years.
Okay.
And as much as I love the hustle of auditions and castings, I wanted to start creating my own content because, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard for us to get in the forefront.
Right.
Especially for women of color. So I always wanted to play a detective, and I said I wanted to be as bad as I could be.
Wow, okay.
And this is it, right?
And this is it.
What's your detective? What's the character's name?
Her name is Detective Savannah Hunter.
So does Detective Savannah Hunter sport the same Elton John glasses as you do?
No.
No?
She does not, but she is like a super bad behind
cop. Oh, man, okay.
But bad in the sense where she's good at what she does.
Yeah, but she's
but
like
she
a
also,
badass.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, yeah.
I got a couple of, what do you call them? A couple of written-ups in my file.
Oh, nice. One of those.
Okay, oh, gee whiz. I'm messing with you.
Well, I want to ask you this. When can we expect to see this movie and where?
So we are currently in post-production,
okay.
And the editing is looking awesome right now.
Right.
And I would love for you guys, when we set up the red carpet premiere,
right.
I would love for you guys to come out to it.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Where is this going to be?
Well, right now what I'm looking to have it in Jersey because I'm from Jersey. So I want to have it in Jersey. We definitely
right.
have to have one in New York.
Right.
And we're having one in Atlanta.
All right.
Oh, sweet,
yeah.
man.
Let us
yeah,
know.
Yeah, we would totally go.
Love
yeah,
to.
I definitely would love you guys.
We love movies.
Out.
So if anyone's interested in connecting
yes.
with Lania, tell us how they can do that.
You can follow me on everything, Lania Love.
Really?
Okay.
It's Lania Love. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. My website is lanialove.com. And everything for my film is Providence. On Facebook, Twitter, and
wow.
Instagram, on all over social media.
Very cool.
Cool.
Yes, definitely.
Cool.
Good stuff,
well, thank
Lania.
Thank you so much for stopping by.
Well, yeah,
I
let us know
you
when,
you,
when you're
and,
when you're ready to go.
Oh yeah, you guys yeah. gotta come out and have
yeah.
a good
cool.
time.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Thank
Very
you
cool.
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was Lania Love.
Yes.
Movie Providence coming very very soon.
I was in his pilot.
You were in Will Foskey's?
Three the New Normal, yes.
Really?
I was in that, yes. The zipper with the boobies, that's me.
Oh, that was you.
That was me.
Let me tell you, that
oh my goodness.
That was embossed in my brain for months when he showed me that on his phone.
Can you take
this
picture for me real quick?
Oh, God. Trenton Fashion Week continues with Trent Waves Podcast. We're here with Frank and Christina Sasso. That's me and you.
Me. Hello.
I'm saying we're here with Frank and Christina
yes.
Sasso. Like
we
we're
are
always
them.
Here. We're
we
always
are them.
Here with them. But Brianna Thompson is here, the lead makeup artist from Trenton Fashion Week. Hello, Brie.
Hi. How are you?
Artists.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So how did you get involved with Trenton Fashion Week?
Well, I've been working with Crystal Feliciano for years. I think
really?
This is like year 7 for me.
Oh, wow.
And when I first started, my mom kind of just... She threw me out there. I would say she told me, oh, my daughter can do it. She can volunteer. And I'm like, can you please not tell people that? I'm still practicing, please.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah,
right.
Really.
But honestly, I'm happy she did because it helped me build, one, my clientele from just doing makeup all these years with her. And this is the first time that I've actually done the lead. I was the lead makeup artist. So
wow.
It was a little different for me because I'm used to working by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind working with other people. It's just having to be responsible for getting other people involved is kind of hectic. But it worked out.
Well, it's a learning experience.
Yeah, it was definitely
right?
a learning
yeah.
experience.
Cool. Well, I was just commenting in the last group of ladies that came out how lovely their makeup looked because they really were dressed up like they were going to some kind of gala or a fancy
yeah.
occasion, and they looked beautiful. And I gotta say, I love the eyelashes.
Oh, thank you. That's can I shout her out real quick? The
what
lash girl. Oh yeah, I get my lashes from my friend. She does her lashes are called Lash Culture. So she's like one person I to get all my lashes from. So.
Okay, so shout
where
out to
they,
Lash
where,
Culture.
Where can they find Lash
yeah,
Culture?
They can actually find her on Instagram at Shop Lash Culture.
Okay.
And everything under there. She has a website. You can just go on, order the lashes from her. She's very professional. Always delivers on time, and the quality is really great.
Oh,
so
I made sure I used her for every day this week.
Because they looked, I kept commenting and saying, I love those lashes. Because I've tried to put
mm-hmm.
lashes on and they hurt. Because they hurt. They
oh,
go
the
in
inner
the
corners, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They
and they end up in the wrong spot. It's just a mess. But, like, I just keep staring at your eyes because they're big. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they're, but they
and
look natural.
I honestly never thought I would wear anything like this, but someone actually gave me a pair and they were like, can you just, you know, wear these for me just to review them. And I was like, you want me to wear those? They're like huge. But I've gotten so comfortable with them. And
but even though
keep
they're huge,
them.
they somehow look natural.
Yeah. I think it's all in how you wear them and
mm-hmm.
which pair them with.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually try to, like, I didn't know I would be wearing these all the time. You can't wear sunglasses with them, but I can still wear them.
I didn't even think of that.
Up against the lenses. See, I can never get away with something. I can't make that
There's
work.
Some sacrifices you have to make, right? But I want everyone to know, how can they reach you if they need a makeup artist, or they're having an event or a wedding? How can they get in touch with you?
Well, you can either find me on Facebook, which is my first and last name. It's Brianna. That's B-R-I-A-H-N-A. Last name Thompson. And you can find me on Instagram at Brookie underscore Shay underscore M-U-A. Brookie is with, okay, I'll spell it. It's capital B-R-O-O-K-I-I and then underscore S-H-A-Y underscore M-U-A. And there's also a link to my website. That's where you can book. It's called Brookie's Beauty Bar. And you just go on there. It's really easy to book. You just go on, click book online. You'll figure out which service you want done. Everything is descripted, so you don't have to really find me or inbox me to ask,
very
what
good.
Should you do? What should I put if I want this? So it's really, you
so
can go
straightforward.
All the dates are listed, times that I'm available are listed, so you don't really have to ask that either. So
that's sweet. Awesome. Thank
that's
you
fantastic.
So much for coming and sitting
very
with
good.
Us.
Thank you
great
for
to
having
you.
Me.
Oh.
And it's nice meeting you guys
Keep
as well.
Up the great
thank
work.
You.
Thank
you.
Christina, you're going to like this.
Okay.
Sitting here with Damon Williams. He has a poem.
Hey, Damon, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Are you having a good time today?
Yes, I am.
Good.
This is Fashion Week, so you can't help but have a good time.
I know, right?
The poem he has, he already read it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to dig it.
Okay.
It's called The Showing.
The Showing, okay.
Damon, let it rip, baby.
Okay, here we go. A party ain't nothing until kaleidoscopes saw rhythm pouncing, human moving, women's frames being changed for what's needed. Faces audacious, curves, eye-catching, jiggly swerves. Most booties are batter with clothes. Fashion undeniably drapes escape. What a funky, musky, all get out. Resonating, I want to be me. In scents of dewdrops, corn silk, honeysuckles, mixed with sweat from attitudinal sexes. Walking into optical views that are famished, can't never, ever get enough of being flickered with new silhouettes to touch mama's girls. Size inclusive pearls, exuding pulsations that strut, unveiling a clothes ladding, pointed toe, equine stepping, sensational showing that away on the catwalk.
Ooh, I loved it. Wow. I totally had the picture of it. You created a picture. Really?
Well, you got everything going on. You got jiggly, you got attitudinally, you got pulsations, you got everything on the catwalk.
And
the way
you
deliver it, like very James Earl Jonesy.
I was just going to say, your voice is amazing. Have you ever done radio work or anything like that?
A little bit. I worked in television for over 30 years.
You have a great voice.
Totally
oh, my goodness.
Shows.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you guys allowing me to read this,
especially
during an appropriate week as this in Trenton.
It was totally appropriate. It was our pleasure to have you on. Now, do you write poetry? Is that what you do?
Yes, I do.
I've been
writing for some time, and I read occasionally. Mm-hmm. And I hope to come back and read some more for you guys.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, is there anything that you've published, or is there anything out there that people can find you?
I've had a few pieces published, but I'm working on getting a book published.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
You got to hook up with Classics over here.
Yeah,
he does
yeah.
readings all the time.
Yeah, I've read there before.
Oh, good. That's good to know. That's really good to know. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, guys. Thank you for having me.
All right.
Keep us posted, Damon. We're going to be waiting with bated, pulsating breath.
And if you're going to be doing any more readings, please let us know. We'll let the public know.
Will do. Thank
all
you, guys.
Thank you, man.
So we are sitting here right now.
Yes.
With the woman of the hour.
Yep.
Miss Jocelyn Joseph and her mom, Shakita.
Yes.
Shakita,
welcome.
Shakita.
Say hello.
Hello.
So Jocelyn, are you having a good time so far?
Yes.
You look fabulous, I gotta tell you.
Thank you.
I love your outfit. You look so nice.
Thank you.
And listen, you're really cleaning up with these presents. What's that all about?
Were you expecting all these gifts to come in?
No.
No, it's a nice surprise, right?
Yeah.
How you doing, Mom, over there?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, is this a fun day for you?
It is, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, because she's having a good time.
That's what it's about, right?
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what's up with you as long as she's having a good time,
all
right?
The time. As long as she's happy, I'm happy.
That's right, that's right.
I gotta say, this is a very, very interesting thing because this is the first annual Trenton Fashion Week. But at the 8th annual fashion show extravaganza,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It's just a very, very interesting dynamic what's happening here today. They're all here for one purpose and for one mission, mm-hmm. and it's through fashion that we can get a handle on this thing and just enjoy ourselves.
Absolutely, right? Because the one thing that could bring us together is fashion, because we all like to look good and know what's going on, right?
That's right. It doesn't matter what shape, size, color, ethnic background, male, female, we all want to look
exactly.
good. Right?
Shakita, is there anything on your heart or Jocelyn that you want to share that you want people to know about?
It's just with Jocelyn being diagnosed with alopecia 4 years ago at the age of 5, her going to the mainstream school, just being different and the struggle she had to becoming comfortable in herself with the hair loss, then having to go around the children who quite didn't understand that she was a little bit different. Parents, just teach your kids to be kind. Being different isn't being bad, mm-hmm. but just always teach your kids to choose kind, be kind to others who aren't just the same as you.
Right. And aren't we all different?
Absolutely.
I mean, really.
Those two people
same?
Are the same on this earth, right?
Yeah. So just because we can't see the difference doesn't mean that it's not there.
Exactly.
So everybody's
exactly.
going through something. Every single person.
Whether on the inside
right?
or outside.
That's right. That's right. So how you doing, Jocelyn? You're happy? How's school going? What grade are you in?
Fourth grade.
What do you learn in fourth grade? I forgot. It's been a while.
We learn how to multiply and division at the same time.
Oh, okay.
We learn how to add multiplications mm-hmm. with negatives.
Hmm.
This your fractions. Stuff.
That is?
This is what Frank is not. He doesn't. Math is not his forte. He's like, you lost him already.
No.
But let me ask you this. At this stage, and you're 9 now?
Yes.
9 years old. What do you see yourself doing in the future? Like, if you could think, oh, I want to do this when I get a little older.
I would be a dance teacher to show others that they have hidden talents that mm-hmm. they can pull out into their inner self.
Oh, okay. So you like dancing. Me too. I love to dance. What kind of dance do you do?
All types.
All types? Do you do ballet? Tap?
Yep.
Jazz?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah? Yep. I love them. Which is your favorite, if you could pick a favorite out of
those?
Lyrical jazz?
Lyrical.
I'm a girl after my own heart. I love that too. Because you can be expressive, right? You can kind of express your emotions. That's very cool. Very cool.
But is lyrical jazz like isn't that regular jazz dancing? Like Bob
Fosse?
No. Lyrical is just lyrical. It's no jazz. It's like calm when there's like something that is not like happy, but it's also not like sad. It's like something where it's really calm.
Yeah.
It's not too hype. It's not too soft. It's like in the middle.
I'm still confused.
It's very much, I don't know, like it's emotional.
It's like ballet.
It's like ballet,
it's like
but
ballet.
Not
okay.
as technical, right? As ballet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. I don't think I can make that work either. If I tried any kind of... Well, let me tell you, here's the thing. I don't even like dancing because I'm not good at it.
No, he likes to do the hustle.
Look at... You know, a fly is going to fly in. A mosquito is going to fly into your mouth.
Close your mouth now.
I know you're in shock. I know it looks like I have a lot of rhythm and a lot of soul. I really don't. My wife is the dancer. She's the jammer. I'm the hammer. You know what I mean? That's how we...
What's kind of your favorite song now?
I don't have a favorite song.
You don't have a favorite song, really?
Okay. I totally get that because I don't even know what songs are out and about. I just.
I'm going out, do anything to it.
Oh, so you just need to hear some music and you'll bang out some moves, right?
You think you're going to bang out some moves tonight?
It depends where I am.
You think you're going to get on the runway?
It depends on where she is.
Yeah, but if she's on the runway, listen, if she's on the runway, I think I'm getting into her channel real quick. If she's on the runway and a certain song comes on, she's not going to have any choice but to just start busting a move. Am I right?
Exactly. That is
she's turning away from me because she knows I'm right.
She knows it's true.
I'm the only guy at an all-woman table here, and she knows I'm right. That's what she's doing.
Actually, I think I caught you doing that little move over there when you first got here. I saw you doing something. I'm like, oh, look at us. Did good. But we were really happy to have you here, and thank you so much for taking your time and sharing some stuff with us. Is there anything you want to share, Jocelyn? Anything you want to say to anybody? No? You good?
Thank you for having us. Oh. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Shakita.
We appreciate you guys coming and joining us. Thank you so much.
You know, Christina, we're here with Corinne Groom.
Yes.
None other than the top ladies of distinction.
Tell us a little bit. Welcome, Corinne.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, my God. It's so exciting here. I just want you to talk a little bit about your top ladies of distinction. What is it? We want to know.
Yes.
The top ladies of distinction is exactly what Lady Crystal Feliciano is here doing today, giving back to the community and encouraging others with their service. We are so proud of Lady Crystal for what she's doing.
And
this
now,
is what Top Ladies is all about.
Can anybody join? How
I was
do you,
just going to say,
can,
how do you become
can
one?
Anybody join?
Yes, we are open to any lady is welcome to join the Top Ladies of Distinction. Absolutely.
So how could, if I'm a top lady and I want to get involved, how do I do that?
If you want to get involved, you can give us a call at 609-658-3682. That's 609-658-3682 to find out more information about Top Ladies.
Do you have a website?
Yes, TLOD Inc. TLODinc.org.
All right. Thank you so much for rushing over here and sitting down with us. We're so glad we got you to come over.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Corinne.
We are sitting here with Bruce Boyd right now. Bruce Boyd, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. What's going on, brother?
Hey, not much. It's a fun, exciting time in the city with the Fashion Week, and I've been dipping and dabbing into apparel now for about 4 years.
Okay.
I like to do message shirts. I like to do history.
Well, now you're wearing a message shirt right now.
So absolutely.
1619, 400 years of African ingenuity on American soil.
Oh, I like that. Now, did you came up with that slogan?
Yeah, I came up with it because this is the 400th year of documenting that Africans came over on a slave ship. So I wanted to just make sure people understand that and know that, but not just saying that they came over as slaves. They came over as carpenters,
right.
Builders, architects, science, and math. So I just want people to understand that it wasn't that they had nothing and knew nothing. They came over with a skill set that built up this what we call America.
Gotcha.
I love that message. I think that's a message that more people... I love that message because I think that's a message more people need to know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things, I go into the schools and I talk about significant dates and just to empower our young people to understand that, oh, you come from a lineage of greatness. And especially here in most inner cities, they don't get that type of history. So a shirt will say a million words.
Absolutely.
And it alludes to a lot of questions being asked. Well, what does that mean? And it allows me to teach.
Right. And speaking of words that you have on shirts, you have Gianna's clothing line here.
Oh,
involved with that.
Crystal called me up and we were talking. And Crystal actually wanted me to be in the fashion show, but I said, I really don't do fashion shows. I help people build brands.
Okay.
And
okay.
So she was like, well, you know, God has sent you because Gigi and I have been talking about building a brand for the last 3 years.
Amen.
I said, well, come on, let's do it.
Right, right.
And so we sat down and they came down to, we call it the lab in Willimboro is where I'm at. And they saw all the clothing. I had ordered special things for this event. And they just got there and they saw the colors and the clothing. And they start picking out things. And then we just start picking out different sayings that say we want to, again, empower
right.
people with alopecia to say, hey, you know, you are not your hair. You're greater than that. You're better than that. But they have that message out there. So that people won't just look at hair as beauty,
right.
but look at the total person.
Right.
There
right,
you go.
Right. Exactly.
You know, Bruce, among other things, I'm on the board of directors for the William Trent House in Trent, New Jersey. And we are celebrating in our own way through video and YouTube stuff 400 years of African ingenuity on American soil. So my question to you is, how can people maybe purchase this shirt if they wanted to? Where can they get a hold of it?
Right now, I really do everything. I really do everything on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, only because in this business, people steal your ingenuity and try to sell it. So what we are looking for is a place, because I want to do a mass of people, 100 to 400 people, wearing this shirt throughout the city at different places and taking pictures to build up a calendar. We also did a Juneteenth one where we went to the State House for 1865. It's very important, again, that we celebrate African history here in America. So to get this shirt, my number is 609-954-2033. Just call me, text me. I do everything like that. And everything is customized. So you see this in the black and white. You don't have to get it in black and white. You can get whatever colors you want to represent 1619. You don't have to get these words. You can put whatever words that
you like. Very cool. So it's like a platform, an online platform / designer that the user can do. And that's the user experience, right?
So exactly.
So I can go on there, I could design my own shirt.
You can't design it. You could just tell me what it is you want.
Oh, I tell you what I want. Okay, so it's not automated yet.
No, it's not automated yet.
That's still cool. Right. It's all custom.
Yes, everything is custom, from colors and everything.
And so is that a way anybody can reach you on Facebook or
on Facebook.
Instagram?
Facebook is Bruce Boyd. You'll find it under, my name comes up. And Instagram is Boyd, B-O-Y-D, 1993.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for stopping by. We really love what you're doing and that you're involved in this awesome event. This is where people working together.
Absolutely.
That's how we get something done.
This is how we do it.
Absolutely.
Like, all we have to do is link hands and work together, each using our own talents, right?
Yes, yes.
That's what it's all about. Thank you so much for
thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, Bruce. I'm a little nervous, I gotta tell you. We're sitting down right now with my favorite runway model. I call her Risky Business. That's my name for her.
Frank is really nervous, Bernadette. He's fanboying you all
over
the place.
I'm totally fanboying. I'm geeking out. I really am. Her name is Bernadette. Bernadette, it's a pleasure to meet you. Please don't hit me.
I love that name. I've been called a lot of names, but that's one of the different
risky
ones.
Risky Business. You walk down that runway with such a command of what you're doing. And it's like, I'm going to kick your ass and look fabulous doing it. That's exactly...
I'm telling you, if you watch the video of this in our commentary, you're going to hear over and over. It's like, oh, here comes Risky Business.
Risky Business. I love it. I love it.
From day one, when you came out at City Hall,
he
was like, who is that?
Yeah, I was infatuated. I have a bizarre fascination with Risky Business. So, Bernadette, tell us a little bit about yourself real quick.
Okay, well, if I'm not wrong, I think I'm the oldest model.
Really?
I am retired.
State
employee, 31 years, Trenton Psychiatric Hospital.
You worked in the psych ward?
For 31 years.
Wow.
And then I lived on this earth with the other people that wasn't in the hospital for 63.
I like how she differentiates the people
that's
in her life. Because, who was in the psych ward, who wasn't.
Who wasn't, right. So I stumble over this shopping, what I do best, at the Ashley Stewart store.
Okay.
And Crystal and those guys, Danielle, picked me up and said, oh, you could do it. I'm like, wow, I just retired. Who's thinking about a modeling for anyone,
career, right?
Oh, you got it going on, I can tell you that right now.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm excited.
You.
I met a whole crew of new women in my life. And it was a sisterhood, the whole experience. I want to thank all you guys for helping us putting this together, because without you, we wouldn't have got together. We got a lot of networking going on. We could exchange phone numbers, and we will get together again.
Oh, great.
So you're gonna keep joining us every year, correct?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm gonna be more riskier.
Oh,
Risky.
Maybe we'll do a whole Risky Business fashion line.
And guess what? I have some people that will follow right behind me. So right, I think it's a good idea.
You got it.
Well, we loved you and we
thank
love having
you so
on the
much.
Show. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking the chance to do this and stepping
yes.
out
yes.
in an area that
yes.
is totally new. See?
You know how some people say they have a bucket list? I'm adding this
That's
one
right.
to my bucket list.
That's right. And I like
I'm
what you said too about the sisterhood.
Sisters.
Like women, yes. we got to stop beating each other up and judging each other.
Yes.
If we were
I
together,
love them.
Wow. Where's the power, right?
Yes,
where's
yes.
power?
Strong power. We empower each other.
That's right.
We tell each other, that look good. You
yes.
know, it's like, wow. Every person come out from makeup, it's like, wow, look at you. So it's like, it's amazing. I'm just glad to be here and part of it. And like I said, part of the sisterhood.
Us too.
Brotherhood
and
over there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you letting me in on your sisterhood.
Yeah.
All right, Risky Business.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure talking to you.
I tell you, God bless.
God bless you.
Next up, Crystal Johnson is here with us, burning up the runway at Trenton Fashion Week. Hello, Crystal.
Hi. Hey, everyone. Thank you.
Crystal, what was your favorite part of the show?
Personally, a part of what makes me stand out as a model is my hair. I do wear my hair natural. And tonight was really important because I was able to walk for a cause that gave back to little girls who suffer from hair loss. So I just count that as a blessing, and I'm very happy that I was able to bless other people by walking on the runway stage tonight.
Well, you looked fabulous. And did
Thank you
have you. A great time? Because you looked like you were having a great time.
Honestly, I was extremely nervous because
really?
This is the first time I've been on the runway in years. My first runway show. Do you guys know who the Kardashians are?
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
does, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I've heard of them.
Keeping up with them.
Yeah. So when they first came out with their fashion line and Sears, I walked for them, but that was like, you know, years ago. So this was my first time back on the stage since then.
Wow.
Well, you couldn't
yeah.
tell you were nervous at all. You were like a pro out there. You looked great.
Okay, great. I can relax. I know that my pictures and videos are going to look good now.
No, you were totally, you looked like you have had experience and you were just comfortable
right,
out there.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
So we just wanted you to come and say hi because we wanted just as many people as we could just involved and enjoying this great show for a great cause. So we really appreciate you coming to sit with us. Thank you so much, Crystal. Is there anything you want to say or anything you want to share?
Well, thanks for having me here, and thanks to Trenton Fashion Week. Thanks to all of the designers and the makeup artists and all the other models that put in the work. I'm just extremely just blessed and filled with gratitude at the moment. And for anybody who wants to keep up with my modeling page or the Trenton Fashion Week page, you can follow my Instagram, which is Brown Skin Bunny, but Bunny is B-U-N-N-I-E. And I actually look forward to doing more modeling and charity events in the future. And speaking of the future, this is Trenton's second Fashion Week. So come out next year if you missed this year's. And we're going to continue to grow and get better. And thanks to everybody who came out and supported.
Very
great.
Cool.
And we can look forward to seeing you next year then, right?
Yes,
all
of
right.
course. If
all
I get
right.
casted again.
Oh,
I don't see why you wouldn't.
I don't see why
yeah.
not.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Good night. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hey, Chris.
Yes.
You know who we're sitting with, don't you?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
I know, I'm a little nervous too. I'm more nervous sitting with him than I am with Risky Business. Amir Black is probably the most intense dude I've ever met in my life. This guy, I've seen him all week, but today was the first time I actually saw him laughing.
Yeah.
He's intense.
Well, he's focused. He's
very,
got
a
goal,
fierce.
He's got a job he wants to do, he's
yeah.
got something he's reaching for, so
yeah. well,
you get out of the
way. I'm glad you're sitting in the middle of us.
That's right. I'll be the buffer here.
Hello, Amir Black. How are you today, brother?
I'm doing good.
So you were showing your fashions, Shameless Opinion.
Yes.
Where did you come up with that name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always wanted to start a clothing line, and I wanted people to relate to it. So it took me about 3 weeks to come up with a name. I had like 15 different names, And then I finally came up with Shameless Opinion. And it's to express how you shouldn't care what other people think. Okay. Be you, be yourself, love yourself, embrace their inner you.
Do you remember what some of the original names were? Come on.
Who cares?
Not really.
The one that matters. This is the one that matters.
I'm just curious.
I had a question because I was a little confused. You were at the fashion show at Mercer County College.
Yes.
So you're a student there?
I'm a high school student, but I go there.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, I was confused if you were a college student, or, but you're a high school student.
Yes.
So you go to Trenton High?
Yes.
Amazing.
How old
amazing.
Are you?
18.
Wow.
Bless you, man.
Wow. So this is what you want to do. You want to
yes.
You want to create fashion for the masses, for everybody out there, every shape, size, color,
yes.
gender. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. So that's a great thing to know at your age, 18. So now you can just go full steam ahead. So are you going to enroll in Mercer County, you think? Are you a senior? You're a senior?
I am a senior.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I'm going to enroll in Mercer County.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm possibly going to attend North Carolina A&T
and
wow.
Take business and fashion.
Mm-hmm. Because the business part is just as important, right?
Yes.
You got to know, you know, the money.
Because I'm going to own my own clothing store.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Cool. So, well, Amir, we wish you the absolute best.
Is there anything you want to share or promote now that you're here? You want to give out your Instagram or your website? Or
my clothing brand's Instagram is shameless.opinion on Instagram. And I just want to encourage everyone to network. Like me, I'm a high school student. I walked into Mercer looking for I heard of the fashion program that they had, and they just took me in as family. So they call me their little brother.
Wow. So you just took a chance, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and if they said no, what would have happened? Nothing. But look what did happen as a result, right?
I mean, I would have kept doing what I do now, but
right,
it
but
wouldn't
I mean,
have been.
Like, you would have been doing it on your own, but now you have a little bit of a team growing, right?
Yes, and networking and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So don't be afraid to step out and take a chance.
I think we may even have some video of Amir walking down the runway.
Yes, yes.
You get the chance to see this. You got to see his face.
Well, you created that jacket you were wearing, right?
Yes.
Frank really liked that jacket.
I love that jacket. Love that jacket.
Thank you.
Yes.
So fun.
Cool,
man.
Cool. Thank you so much for stopping by. I know you're exhausted.
You're welcome.
And tired, and you've got to break down, so we'll let you go. But thank you again for stopping by.
Thank you.
Keep doing your thing, bro.
Okay.
Well, I think that just about does it.
Oh my goodness, this was. I think as Will Foskey would say, I think I need to wet my whistle right about now.
We need like a shot of bourbon. What do you want?
That doesn't sound so bad.
It doesn't sound bad at all.
Oh my goodness.
Very, very cool. All right, good. Well, this has been this special edition of Trenton Waves.
Sasso out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.